Hello, people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment where we can sit back and have a conversation. See if we can't bring up some talking points to share with friends and family and people we run into. And this one might not be the best one for the dinner table. Politics is never an easy subject, but again, this is just a kind of a conversation between you, me, and everyone else, and you're more than welcome to share the points. Blame me. I'll take all the blame. But we've got, here in America, we've got the Republicrats and the Democans controlling our governmental processes. Two sides, essentially, of the same coin, out there advertising, advocating, claiming that they can do the best better than the other side can. And for a lot of us, I believe, we understand that it's essentially the same marketing gurus behind each of them, behind each party, trying to push one objective or another. And they both, in their advertising and what they stand for, they both offer solutions, some of them good, some of them bad. And we have to look at them as a means of, you know, enticing people on the extremes to get things to happen. And that's just how business works in the town, in the world of politics. When everybody's hunky-dory and cruising along on the same speed, there's no real fight, there's no real push, and things kind of get wishy-washy down the way. But if you really want to push an objective, you have to throw it on to the extreme. But the problem I have, the problem I see, the problem that I want to attempt to break down and discuss is how the government is. And that's kind of a really broad statement. I'll steal a term from George Orwell, a Big Brother. And government, in a sense, has always been Big Brother to its subordinates or its the people it governs, seeing as we here in America are supposed to be the governing class and we just elect representatives to the government, people to express our collective voice and pass laws and rules, try and keep everything fair. But if you look at the general messaging between the Republicans and the Democrats, again, it's two very different messages that they're sending out. The Democrats want Big Brother or government to take care of you, to coddle you, to make sure that you have a job, you have a place to be, you will be taken care of. And the Republicans, their message is, stay away from me, don't touch me, government, you do as little as possible, and we will let the free market take care of everything. Now, on both sides, those are very good arguments on both sides. When you think about Big Brother, you think about government being the parent, we can all agree that, I don't know about all of us, but there's a good portion of us that feel that helicopter parenting can be damaging to the child. The overprotective nature can reduce self-esteem out in public. If someone is always there to protect you, you will never fall down. You will never get cuts and bruises. You will never get a callus. You will be protected. You will be safe in government's arms. Whereas with the Republicans, you got latchkey kids. Someone that's, well, both parents are working, so when you come back, here's the key to the house and stay out of trouble. Now, we know that produces some strong-shouldered or strong-headed individuals, and then we do have a very large population of youth who are latchkey kids who end up becoming little hoodlums. Now, that's not to say that's the direct fault of the parent or the or how they're specifically raised. Maybe that's just the nature of their environment. But you get some kids that become fully calloused, become reckless and endangering of other people. And you can look at those people as corporations. They get too much free room. They become the bully of the playground. And that's where you need the government to step in and be like, hey, you can't do all of that. Go sit in time out. But again, you can't have the complete guarding, the complete walling off of the children to learn from their own mistakes. We have a problem, in my opinion, here in Seattle, where we want to take care of the homeless, and we want to fix their drug addictions. And the Seattle City Council is offering for them to be the parent. They will take in all the hurt individuals, the malnourished. We'll take care of them. We'll protect you. And then you have other places. I remember a story, I think it was in West Virginia, where a lady was reading off the big oil donors to the state or local government, and the council cut her microphone off and escorted her out because they didn't like what she was saying. They claimed it under some other silly reason that she wasn't staying on topic, but she was describing the bill and the people that backed it, and just so happened to conveniently receive donations from these people, from these big oil companies. Now, with Seattle, what Seattle offers, the taking care of the sick and the weary, that produces a massive tax burden on everybody. And to a point, I do believe that we as a society should collectively chip in, because a society is only as strong as its weakest link. But I think that kind of thing should be left for the churches, people that have the intention of goodwill. But the problem we run in here with Seattle is we have, I believe, one of the lowest churches per capita, whatever stat that is, of any other state or city or somewhere along those lines. It's not, don't quote me directly. We all need to do our own research on that. But I know that we are one of the lowest religious societies. And that is what it is. But there have been plenty of good faith organizations to go out and help feed and house the homeless with the goodness of their heart. But again, if we don't do anything, we let the Republican rule, we'll just say, well, we'll let some private corporation take care of it. We'll let them figure it out. But then there's no profit in it. And then no one will invest in it. And then the problem just gets stagnant. I do believe we need to find, we should find a happy balance. We need the Republicans, in a sense, to keep the markets open and flowing and incentivize private business ownership. And we need the Democrats, or a similar society to them, similar group, to help bring up and support the people, the downtrodden. We need them to make sure that the Republicans or a group like them don't get too crazy and out of control with their laws and their, or the lack thereof, their overzealousry of private business. If it were up to me, though, I would remove their collective status of controlling everything. I don't like that, but I agree that it has to stand. It has to stand for the freedom of association. Everybody's allowed a club, but the problem is the two big parties have taken over, run a control on the press and the access to media. It makes it harder for third, fourth, or fifth party candidates to make their voices heard. The people that might embrace the liberal ideals of maintaining a structured government to rein in wild corporations, but who understand that you can't tax businesses to death, because if you tax a business to death, there's no business, therefore no jobs, therefore no tax revenue for the state, the county, the government, in a nutshell. A lot of us were raised on Republicans or Democrats. They're the other side. It's us versus them. If we don't stop them now, we'll never stop them. And so you have to vote. You have to make your voice heard. But if you start piling all of one party into your legislature, into your government, systems of control or lack thereof get implemented into the bills and start just coming down the pipeline. And before you know it, you are excessively taxed, in my opinion, like California, New York, or Washington, or you end up with places that get rampant control over what goes on, such as that lady that I referenced. I'll have to dig that up. I'll see if I can't find the video and throw that into the show notes. It's hard for me to comment specifically on the evil doings of Republicans. It's a lot easier for me to comment on the corruption of Democrats because it's easy to see here in Seattle. But I know it exists on both sides. We all want a society that we can live with, we can be happy with. We should all want a society where everybody's uplifted, or as many people as can and are willing to. We don't want completely latchkey kids, because then they get to roam free and make their own decisions. But yet we don't want helicopter parents overprotecting their children. The world's a dangerous place. It is. No matter where you come from or where you go, there's always a dark, shadowy figure looming in the background. Negligence and abuse kind of go hand in hand. And we can look at it both sides as it's meant for the best intentions for all of us. You know, well, I grew up as a latchkey kid. I turned out fine. Well, I grew up with a helicopter parent, and look at all my degrees. And pluses and minuses. But going all the way on one way is not the best solution. In my opinion, I think an equally split House and Senate, 50-50, gives you the best results through government, because no one can agree on anything. So very few laws are passed, destroying the society one way or the other. But then again, that can reduce the chances of improvements to the society going one way or the other, because everybody has their agenda. I would like to see more third-party candidates, and I think we have the chance, as long as we're willing to embrace them and help share their message, because a lot of people aren't going to be able to get on TV or terrestrial radio, which are still massive markets, reach a lot of people. But the internet is here. It's the dawn of a new age. If we feel someone's message resonates with us, resonates with the way we feel that our city, state, or country should go, they feel they are going to represent our message, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green Party, Orange Party, Tea Party, Independent. If they represent your voice, give them a vote. Give them a push. Share their message. You don't have to necessarily donate. Donating to political parties gets kind of dangerous, as I believe I've discussed in the past. You can sit there and get burned, even though that's how the game is played. But we need people who are going to respect our society and not just sit there and play by party rules. But we can make it. We'll get it. We'll get this down one day or another. So don't completely get sold into Democrat or Republican. Don't get completely sold into Green Party or Libertarian or Independent. Don't vote for the lesser of two evils. Vote for the person that's going to make your voice heard. Well, that's my opinion. That's all this is. It's just all my opinion. Silly talking points. I'm Billy Bones. B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N. The number 3-S. I'm on Twitter. At BillyBones.com. You can email me or join the Discord server. Have a conversation there. But you got questions or comments? Love mail or hate mail? You send it all. Love you guys.